So I think that the threat is not going to be mechanical. The threat is going to be political, economic. It's going to be one of, if there is a threat, it's going to be lack of interest. There's got to be people who care about the national marine sanctuaries, just as there are people who care about the National Aerospace Museum in, on the Mall. If people sort of drift away and don't, if nobody is an advocate for the sanctuary system, and they have to be smart about it, and they have to be in powerful places, it can't be just people with throwaway comments, oh, well, we need this nice place. It has to be people with enough clout to not only preserve the system as such, but keep it growing at a sensible rate. America is founded on sensible growth rate in everything we do. So that means funding at some appropriate level to keep staff on, and the important work that Jenny does in communicating, in pulling together, codifying materials, in reaching out, and so on. I think that that's critical. What we're doing here today, I think, is part of what is necessary to keep Cordell Bank protected. If I were to be more activist, I would say what it needs is some research funds, it needs some research programs, it needs some scientists. It's a beautiful laboratory out there. It's a little tough to get to. There's a bit too much water around it, but somebody needs to designate some funds to support somebody to do, so look at all these sums in here, somebody to study, say, a 10-year study. Here's an example, a 10-year semi-quantitative, it could be photographic study using divers of the cover. What are the plants and animals that live there? It would be scientifically, it would be trivially simple. Mechanically, it's challenging. It's going to take resources. But simply photographing what is there at known, controlled, described intervals to see what changes are happening.